This is Union Redskins Football, presented by TTCU, the credit union, and Tulsa All-State agent Jimmy Willis on News 102.3 KRMG.
Namath back to pass. Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the
front. I am the...
Down the left field line. Is it enough? Goal!
Eddie wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
The last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
Oh,
Broken Arrow's
quarterback, and it's Union's football.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime.
A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on News 102.3 KRMG. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Well, good evening, folks. As you know, Rick Corey is out with the Tulsa Talons and the next best, actually with the Tulsa Hurricane this evening. He's traveling on the road there, and Chris Lincoln, the fill-in there for our second best, is out on a vacation. So tonight you get Zach Jones as your play-by-play, and the Johns boys are going to fill in with color. So hang in there with us. We're going to get through this tonight. It's an awesome night for football. We've got 2016 Union Redskins homecoming. So tonight we bring more in for the big game, and we shall see how that turns out for us. So as the Redskins take the field, tonight they will be wearing the gray pants, the red unis, and, of course, the silver helmets. This evening, the more outfits will be all white with a blue helmet, so they should be pretty easy to tell apart. So as the Redskins get ready to enter the field, they are lining up in the teepee this evening, letting the smoke fill that thing up, and here we shall see them onto the field. So we've got the rosters filled up, and we're gonna take a look at those here in just a second. So did we catch who won the toss tonight, Richard?
I did not. That was Jeff's job tonight.
So we've got the Johns boys on it. We got a couple pair of binoculars up here. We'll get that to you here just shortly. So as they work for the field, what we've seen here in the last couple weeks coming into this game is that the Redskins have stubbed their toe early in the season. They're real quick there with Jinx, but they've been building things back up. So as the scores have went, Southlake was a game that really was a challenge for us the last couple of years. And we went down to the Texas Stadium there and pulled one away from them. This year we came out with a victory 21-10, and I think was really a great precedent to set the tone early in the season on that week zero. Come back the next week and really a big shock there. We knew that BA was going to be tough. But really, Union put something together there and held them out of the end zone until the very end of that game, 42-7. And then the next week was that Jinx game, the Backyard Bowl, where Jinx came ready to play and really kind of maybe should have been taken a little bit more serious. On paper, it was a little bit lopsided, and we felt like the Redskins might come away with an easy victory, and unfortunately, that turned out a little bit opposite.
Yeah, but talk about defense coming from that Jinx game. Union has totally rebounded on the defensive side of the ball, putting up goose eggs against Norman North and Owosso, absolutely shutting people down, and especially with Edmund North coming down all the way to the goal line with that second team making that goal line stand. And I think that has really set a precedent for what's going to happen through this district play and what kind of team this Union Redskin football team is really going to be as they come out here on the field.
I think you're absolutely right. As what we've seen so far is that the offense has done a little bit where you're feeling like they've strengthened and they've continued to get stronger on the field, where the run game is stronger. The up front is absolutely phenomenal, averaging about 275 pounds across the front of that line of scrimmage. But everything that you just said is the defense continues to keep them in the game, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's going to be something that's going to keep coming through, especially as, you know, we've heard last week that Grady was out part of the game, and A.K. Wilson did a great job filling in, moving around, and really spreading the ball. And then the run game just hammered it home. And then that's going to be something that Union has always relied on heavily as the run game for several years now. But they're really pushing it home now.
Well, speaking of that, and health reports, Doc, why don't you give us a rundown of what you've got down there from your side?
Well, first of all, I want you to know it's 61 degrees and getting cooler down here, and the wind is from the north, so it's going to be good night for football, but you got to wear a jacket, and I even wore long pants tonight. Also, I wanted to point out that a lot of people may not know this, but South Lake Carroll has one loss so far this year, and that's the Union, and they throttled Euless Trinity last week. So I'm feeling pretty good about this team and what they've accomplished. Grady Davenport was suited up, and he was throwing the football in pregame. I don't know whether he will start or play tonight. Peyton Morrison is still out indefinitely, and so will not be playing tonight. And Braden Spicer, one of our very good defensive players, is out for this evening, and not sure when he'll be back, but it's supposed to be pretty quick.
Well, thanks, Doc, for the report down there on the field. So Union does take the field here. We're going to go ahead and kick off, and Union's on the north going to the south towards the UMAC, and the Moore is going to receive coming back from your radio dial from right to left. Moore will come back at you. So Noah Rauschenberg takes his steps. He's measuring off his steps. And on the other side of the ball, Dylan, number 10, Dylan.
I think that's Buckheit.
Buckheit is back, and Abel Wills Jr. is going to go back to receive this kick. And the kick's off, and Buckheit's got it. He's going to bring it back, and he's taken down about the 16. So great kick there by Noah, and it ends up about the 3, so he brings it back about a 16-yard return on that. The tackle looks like it's made by Patrick Fields, so good hustle down there by the special teams. As Moore comes onto the field tonight, you're going to see a few athletes on the field that we don't know a whole bunch about because we don't have a two deep, so we're going to call them out as we see them. But they go twins to the right. Looks like they're going to hand it off up in the middle, and nothing moving there for them this evening. Tackle made there in the middle by the one we like to call number 13.
Yeah, and Darius Thornton always blowing up right in that middle of the line, taking teams out and really pushing.
Play goes to the right. He's got somebody open. He overthrows the receiver off to the right. Josh Detweiler, he's a senior quarterback, and he's done enough to make a name for himself. We've heard his name week in and week out for the Moore team down there, and he goes over the top to the outside a little bit too much for his receiver on the outside. Was going to bring up a 3rd and 7. They're going to stay in the twins right formation and in the shotgun. And he takes the snap. As he counters back to the right, he hands off, comes trying to get to the outside, and a tackle made over there by Devon Crittenden comes up to make the tackle. And that's going to bring up a 4th down, so we'll see if they're going to have to go for it or take a punt.
They're going for it.
And they come up really, really quick to that.
So he goes one right, one left. Tries to go with a quick count. Takes a second here to look over to the sideline, get a play from the side. Takes his time here for the snap. And he's going to do a quick kick off the back of the right guard. Number 88 picks up the ball. Jordan Kelly, big 300-pounder, grabs the ball and runs it in for a touchdown. Unreal. Unreal.
They set up for that quick kick, and I don't know if that was a muff snap to the quarterback or what, but he was not ready to kick that one.
You're right. I think what happened, and a lot of times this does happen just from experience of watching a quick kick, is he stepped back one or two, and I think he probably needed a little bit more space. He didn't try to do the Australian kick, and he kicked it right into the back of his own man, so an easy special team score for the Redskins.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one of the things that Union's been doing so well, especially the last couple of weeks, is just coming out and scoring on the defensive side of the ball and in the special teams.
Noah, the ball is down, and the kick is wide left. So the ball, the PAT is no good. We'll take a quick break here and bring it back to you on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 7 gigabytes of data per line for only $49 a month with a strong signal wherever you go. Maybe even too strong a signal. So get the most out of all your devices with 7 gigs for only $49 a month from U.S. Cellular.
Requires new retail installment contract, device protection plus credit approval and $25 activation fee. Other fees and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Switching pays off at your local U.S. Cellular at 71st and Memorial or 51st and Sheridan in Tulsa. Find locations and store directions at uscpremier.com. See store for details.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Well, we're back at you in live action here at Homecoming 2016, and Rauschenberg goes back to kick the thing off and puts it in the end zone. So that's going to be a touchback for the Redskins and let the defense reset.
Yeah, it looks like they had plenty of room to field it, and they just let it go back into the end zone. I think maybe they have decided, based on that last return, that they'd rather just start over at the 20.
The Lions want to tuck that one away in the den. They looked at one another and said, no thank you, didn't they?
Well, it's easier to have a guaranteed start at the 20 than take a chance.
Oftentimes, that's the easiest play to get 20 is let it go in the end zone. So the Lions set up twins right, one in the backfield. They hand it off up the middle, and nothing moving in the middle. That handoff goes to Mark Pollard, the running back there, and it looks like it's going to be a tackle for loss and maybe bring up second and 11 on this next play.
Yeah, the whole Union defensive line jumped in there. Kyrie Fisher was jumping in. It's like they're not even struggling, just powering past this more offensive line right now.
They bring twins left this time. First time they bring him to the left side, and Detweiler puts a man in motion across the formation, rolls out to the right. He's got a man open downfield, and great play by Devon Crittenden. Comes underneath the post route to deflect that thing. Looks like he had a man down there, number 22, for the Lions. Might have had an opening, and Detweiler wasn't able to connect there to Colton Winters on that reception.
Yeah, Crittenden did a great job like he's been doing all year. Got his head turned around and just knocked it down.
Looks like they were going to go empty. They put three to the right, one to the left, and go ahead and hand off again. The ball's loose. Looks like the Redskins have jumped on it. Let's see who's come up with it. Number 13, the man of the night so far is, looks like we've got
Darius Thornton
to come up with that one. So two quick turnovers, one off of special teams, and this one just off an easy handoff to the right side. Looks like he ran into his own man. The ball popped loose, and Darius comes up with it.
Yeah, and I was watching Darius come in off the side, and he just got an arm in there just in time to pop it loose, and I guess he came up with it too, which is, really, really athletic.
Watching during warm-up, I was watching them, and they fumbled three consecutive snaps just in warm-up.
Well,
trying to get the quarterback.
I think, like anything, it's a little bit cooler tonight, but there may be a little bit of nerves that come into that. So Union heads out to take offense for the first time tonight. And we do have Grady in the game. Trips right, one to the left, and a handoff right up the middle. And Shamari Brooks takes that one for about six or seven for the first time tonight. But we do see Davenport in the game. So Doc said we may not see him just coming back from that injury. And we'll go down to check out a look from him here in just a second. Union's got trips to the right. They put a man in motion. And there goes AK off to the left on a little jet sweep. And the Lions swarm him there, a little Lions swarm for a loss of a couple. So, Doc, what do you got for us down on the field?
Yeah, and talking to Coach Frederick before the game, he said once again this week the idea was to go out and jump on him early and kind of take the heart out of him, and that's the way they're playing right now. I think they're accomplishing what they came here to do.
Well, I think you're probably right. Not that, we don't expect this in a cordial way to be that close of a competition, but to jump on it early, get your guys out of the game, and just continue to grow. So Union there gets an easy one. They line up at the line of scrimmage, and the hard count by Davenport draws them offside, so they earn two of the three they just lost back. And now it's going to bring up a short third down. Looks like third and maybe about three as they go. So C.J. Moore off to the top of your screen. And a handoff to Shamari. He gets nothing in the middle and wiggles around, keeps it active on his feet, and gets enough to pick up the first down.
Yeah, and great little move by Shamari. He starts cutting inside, and then he sees that the play is closed there, so he bounces out to the outside like he's been doing all year. Just a great little move to get something where the line had already closed in that hole.
Tell you, nothing more comfortable for a quarterback than to hand it off to a guy knowing that if maybe you're coming back from an injury, you might come up with an easy yard or two. Well, they break the huddle quick. They go tight left, and they still hand it off here to Shamari. And nothing up in the middle, but he makes a little break off the tackle and gets in the end zone.
Yeah, and again, same thing. The play goes one way. He cuts back another way when it's not there. He finds a little bit of opening and just outruns the rest of the Moore team to get into the end zone. I mean, they didn't have a chance.
That's what you call out-athlete.
You know, in a game like this, you know, you talked a little bit about jumping out on top of them. But when you have a team that technically you should beat, you don't want to let them stay in the game. You want to make sure they know early that they don't belong.
You're right. If you give anybody false hope in this afternoon, you know you're liable to come up with a challenger. So Rauschenberg actually nails this one. He puts this one through for our second score of the evening, and the kick is good. We'll take a quick break and come back to you here. News Talk 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Well, welcome back to Homecoming 2016 at the Union Redskins take on the Moore Lions. And the kick is off for Rauschenberg. Picked up about the 6-yard line. And off through the middle, escaping a couple tackles about the 20 like they had done last time. Dylan Buckeye is what we're going to call him tonight since we don't have any pronunciations. But brings that one back to about the 26-yard line where he's surrounded by the Redskins.
Yeah, and Dylan, interesting thing about Dylan, he's actually one of their reserve quarterbacks. Sophomore coming into the game, and looks like he plays safety and quarterback, but maybe you got a little more athleticism somewhere else.
I'll tell you, when I was a backup quarterback at a sophomore level, I didn't get to see the field. It was the red shirt, and that was it. So, well, he's got a good one to watch. Detweiler's back in the behind center there in the shotgun formation with splits to the right and left. They hand it off to a new running back up in the middle, number 4. But the big tackle there in the middle made by number 9, the big boy, is Lee Barnes tossing him to the ground. And that is another nice name.
Sharon Wallace. That's what I'm going to go
Sharon
with.
Sharon Wallace, I like it. Well, here they go back again. They line up. They're moving the ball pretty quickly. The snap goes back to Detweiler. Pump fake on the right side. A double move to the outside and not able to bring it down. Good coverage again there by Devon Crittenden. And Dylan Buckeye is on the outside over there looking like they're trying to connect with him. And I think that actually.
Yeah, and I just got a
80. Number 80 rather than number 10.
On the running back, I've got number 6, Tony Fogle.
Okay, that's Braden Sloan. Plays two ways, receiver and cornerback. He wasn't able to bring that one down. They go Twins right here as they line it up again. It looks like they're going to call a timeout on the other side, so we'll take one with them. News Talk, KRMG 102.3 and 740 AM.
Sometimes when the big banks offer an incentive, it's because the customer service isn't so good. But TCCU is local, you get great service, and they're making an impact on the community.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school. Go to TTCU.com to learn more today. Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be open by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Depend on
Ford Powerstroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
We come back now with Detweiler rolling to the right side. So we come back right there live after commercial, and Detweiler tries to connect. He would have been short anyway, but that was an incomplete pass off to the right side as he rolled out. So with 7:44 left in the first quarter, Union Redskins 13, the Lions 0, and they're 4th and 8 here. They're going to have to punt it away. The snap goes back, and it's back to Dylan, or Landon Woods, and he actually has a chance to receive this one. He's been calling fair catch most of this year, and he catches this one and brought down for little to no gain.
Yeah, but it looks like Landon may be down on the field right now. And he really did not have a whole lot of room to receive that. There were quite a few Lions around him, but he went ahead and took it, tried to make something happen, and I didn't see exactly what happened. Doc, did you get anything on what happened there?
Well, he is acting like you act when you got the wind knocked out of you really bad. So I'm guessing that's what it was, and I'll find out once they get back over to the sidelines and there's somebody to talk to.
Yeah, they're just huddled around him now, just helping him catch his breath just a little bit more.
I bring something up.
Yeah, go ahead, Doc. What's
up? The Union softball team made the state tournament and will be playing for the state championship next week. That's a big accomplishment. They've had a lot of success, but this is first time back at that level recently, and that's going to be great. Also, the quarterback for Moore is a three-year starter who's had a lot of success, but I don't think he's seen the speed he's looking at tonight on defense so far this year.
Yeah, that's great for the softball team getting back to the state championship. Doc, do you know when the last time it was that they made it there?
Landon's up on his feet here, so he's making his way back to the sideline slowly, gingerly, but he's not hobbling. It looks like maybe it's just a little something. He was on his hands and knees, so they weren't checking out any extremities or members of his body, so he should be hopefully back in there. So take a look at that, Doc, if you will, and what the Redskins hustle back out there. So we see Davenport back behind the center here again for the second series. We've got Trips to the right with CJ AK, and they hand it off to Shamari up the middle. Looks like he had just enough to squeeze through and pull out a big run. We've got some flags on the field, and we'll have to take a look and see what happened there. But it looks like he was going to pick up about 8 before we see. So,
yeah, interesting throw on the flag there. Came from the umpire, but just the positioning that it, yeah. Then they're going to go ahead and call holding on it.
Well, yeah, it came from the top, I would say, of your screen, right? So
yeah,
from the right of your dial to the left, but way from the backfield. So usually the umpire or the back judge is throwing that, but it was pulled from way out. It was either a face mask or a hold from that location. Well, that's going to bring up first down and 20 at this point. And they go Trips left, so they flip the field. Davenport takes the snap, hands off to Shamari, and he's wrapped up quick.
Boy, they came around that really, really quick.
And Joshua,
go ahead.
Joshua Cothers I think is how we're going to say that one. We'll figure that one out in just a minute. But he hit him behind the line of scrimmage, so they brought some heat off the outside. Davenport lines him back up quickly, trips left. Shamari in the backfield, takes the pause, looks over to the sideline, slides Shamari to the right side. The snap is back, and he's got a man downfield. He makes a bobbling catch about the 40. Makes a completion downfield. Now he's tackled down around the 17-yard line. Jared Nichols is the guy on a skinny post. They go trips left, and a bobbling, tumbling catch. He caught it about three times and makes the completion. Union quickly gathers up to the ball in that trips formation. The snap is back, and we've got whistles. I'm not sure.
Moore is playing their defensive backs very tight to the line and just daring Union to throw.
Well, and what we've seen here in the early part of the season, they haven't thrown a whole lot. So they're basically saying, we're going to challenge you with your athletes on ours and go get it.
Yeah, well, last week in the first half, had 270 yards of rushing. So I'm sure they saw that film.
And 10 total passes. That's what I did in the high school as a wishbone quarterback, right? You know, so I don't blame them to do so. They're just going to man up and say, hey, we're going to be up around the line of scrimmage to help out with Shamari, right?
And that's going to let that skinny post break free like that.
Just like you saw. And that, I think that's probably Jared's longest reception of the night. Well, we get snaps back, and they hand it off to Shamari off to the left side. Nowhere to go. Back to the right as he runs a crack back to the left. He picks up just a couple. He might have got 4 yards in the positive, but he ran about 20 sideways. B.J. Adams is the guy to run him down eventually.
Looked like an old Joe Washington run.
Or Barry Sanders. Just all over the place, wasn't he? So Shamari does what he does, just stays after it, and just wasn't able to pick up too many yards. They go twins to the left. Snaps back to Davenport. Off to Shamari, where he just absolutely throttled a guy over on the left side of that field. That's that Sharon Wallace took a little bit of power off that Shamari run.
Yeah, but Kyrie was just standing there, and he blew the guy up in the back, and so I think they're going to call a block in the back here. Actually, they threw two flags, and I think there were two blocks in the back.
That's kind of efficient on one play.
I'll tell you what, the receivers were excited to make those blocks, and I've been in that position before where you're just excited to get in there and do something, and you make a mistake. And, you know, he's a young guy, and it happens. He was excited to get in there and be a part of it.
But he did get his name on the radio.
He did. He absolutely did.
Well, here they go. They're going to line up. Twins to the left, one to the right. Shamari in the backfield. Looks like the handoff goes up the middle to Shamari. Picks up just a couple, or he's wrapped up by that big Lions defense, that swarming Lions defense. Billy Wilcox, the big guy in the middle, makes the initial contact. So 5:32 left here in the first period still. Union Redskins up 13-0 over the south of the Moore Lions.
So what do you call it, 3rd and 23?
They've done really well with the screen tonight. So they put Shamari in motion. They take the snap back, and they throw to Kyrie over to the left side. Kyrie's being a little bit elusive. Gets back up to about the first place where they were line of scrimmage. They picked up 13 of the 23 they needed, and not quite enough for the first down. That's going to bring up a fourth down. And John's boys, we've got a 4th and 12. The ball on the 20. Kick it or go for it?
No, you kick it. Yeah, Noah's got a good leg, and you know, maybe he's missed two PATs this year and a couple of field goals, but he's pretty true, so I say you take it.
Well, I think you are right in the books. Unless they fake it, they're going to take it. So they line up here to kick it. Noah Rauschenberg takes his steps. The kick is back, almost blocked there, but it is up, and the kick is good. So that puts us to 16-0. Union takes the lead. News Talk 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. We'll take a break.
If you're looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance. Ideal Feet is the place for relief of your plantar fasciitis at the same location as always, 61st and Mingo. Ideal Feet, the only store you can get instant pain relief at 61st and Mingo. Don't suffer another day with foot pain, back pain, knee pain, or hip pain. Get guaranteed pain relief even before you spend a dime. Ideal Feet, still at 61st and Mingo. Ideal Feet, not good, but great pain relief to get you back to your normal life. It's time for Ideal Feet. 61st and Mingo, your foot care specialists.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
And we're back to Union Tuttle Stadium here this evening as the Union Redskins take on the Moore Lions. And the score is 16-0. The Union Redskins off to a quick lead. And as we expected, the Union or the Lions are not putting up too much of a fight as the defensive stop they had there. But Noah's back to kick this one. The kick is short. It looks like it may have been touched about the 10. They're not going to say that he didn't touch that one. They're going to give him the touchback. With 4 minutes and 28 seconds left in this game, let's go through a quick recap of the scores so far. As the Redskins take the field early, they get a quick stop, and Jordan Kelly picks up a blocked or botched punt and runs it in for about 15, 16 yards. And then the next stop, Shamari Brooks just runs a quick 3 yards in, so two runs. And then this last one was the Noah Rauschenberg kick. So that puts us to 16. As Detweiler takes the field, trips right, one to the left and one in the backfield. Mark Pollard in the back, fake handoff to the right. Quick pocket out to the left, a little slot back. Looks like they're going to pick up 4 or 5 on that reception.
You know, we talked about their Moore was playing tight with their secondary. Union is doing basically the same thing, daring them to try and throw the ball.
Yeah, I think probably they think they probably can out-athlete him for sure as Detweiler steps back for this one. Twins left, and the handoff goes over the right side to number 6, Tony Fogle. Tony Fogle doesn't have too many yards to run, picks up just maybe one. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5.
Very tough going against the Union defensive line.
Yeah, he met Nathan Raper there in the hole, and he decided that he didn't want to go that direction much anymore. Well, Detweiler's back to take the snap. He fakes the handoff to the right, pops up to number 22 off to the right. They're going to pick up a 1st down on that reception.
Their first down.
Colton Winters, 6'2", 175 pounds, throws it quick pass out there to the right, picks up the 1st down. So we got a statistician, a spotter, and a color guy.
You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Richard Johns says that's the first down of this evening. So as the Lions reset, Detweiler takes the snap, hands off to number 6, Winters up the middle again, and picks up some big yards. First time they've seen some openings this evening. And there it is, Raper again making the tackle. But that's going to be enough for the Lions' 2nd 1st down in a row. They hustle back up to the line of scrimmage. And they're going to take an injury timeout here. So
yeah, Nathaniel Raper's
still
down. We'll
take a quick timeout with him as we can. News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service,
affordable financing, and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet, online at classicchevrolet.net.
Before you get an energy savings agreement from Air Comfort Solutions, you first need to know what's in it for you. Our NAIT certified technicians will call you twice a year to schedule tune-ups for your cooling and heating system. You get same-day emergency service, 15% discount on all repairs, no overtime charges, and lower utility bills. It's plain and simple. Saving your home's energy saves you cash. Your winning call 7 days a week, aircomfortsolutions.net, 743-2300.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 102.3 KRMG.
We are back, and Detweiler's back in the backfield. Twins to the trips to the left, and Fogle in the backfield. He hands it off to his right side, and he met Lee Barnes, big Lee Barnes there in the backfield, and picks up maybe 1 yard there on that 1st down.
Yeah, when you look at all 5'11", 295 pounds of Lee Barnes, and he fills the gap inside that hole and just stuffed the play quick.
He certainly does fill the hole. Detweiler sets his offense. Twins to the right, fakes a handoff to Fogle to the left. Play action. He rolls out and nowhere to throw it, but there's a flag on the field. Down the field.
Yeah, and
Trey Brown was down playing defense tonight, and looks like they may get him for a hold downfield here a little ways.
Yeah, they're calling Trey for interfering maybe or holding against Abel, and I guess maybe I could understand a hold, but the ball was so far beyond him, I don't know how you could get away with that.
Well, but what you're looking at is if he hadn't been held, would he have had the ability to get closer to the ball or to the ball?
And you might have something there. There might have been an opportunity there for him to make the play, but looked like it was going to be sailing a little bit out of reach. But nonetheless, they're going to pick up the yards on that one. So they reset the downs. They're going to try this again. They got a quick whistle here.
They're going to talk it over for a little bit. A little zebra talk in the middle.
I don't see a flag, but it looked like they're going to mark something off. I don't know.
No.
They just paused the play there for a second, so they've reset it first down. So the Lions approach the ball. They've got Twins to the right, one in the backfield, Fogle. Hand off to Fogle, off to the left. Devin Bacek just barely misses a tackle for loss, and he still brings them down. The Redskins swarm enough up there. Darius Thornton, Devon Crittenden come down there for the tackle. Looks like there's a flag on the field, and Doc might have something from the sideline.
Yeah, there was a helmet rolling around on the field, too. I don't know which of the more players it was, but one of them lost his hat.
And in the new rules, I don't know if this is the same in high school, but in college, the Johns boys are telling me so. If they lose a helmet, they've got to take a time and take the next play off. And so they do have to take one off. I knew that was college. I wasn't sure if it was in high school. So I think that eliminated a lot of that non-chin strap wearing and the helmet popping off and a lot of face time that they were trying to get out of that just for danger reasons. I understand that. So a hold on the last play is going to back them up. So it's going to be now first down and 20. And Detweiler takes the snap, hands off to Fogle again, and he is met right at the line of scrimmage. For no gain, and Jordan Flood, Ralphie Williams is the guy that comes up and makes that play. So we've been seeing a little bit more Ralphie here last couple weeks, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And you saw him on that play, and Devin Crittenden come in on the last one, and they're getting a lot of speed off the outside.
Detweiler's back in the backfield. He takes a snap, hands off to the Fogle to the left side, and there's Ralphie again. Stops him out, cuts him off from going to the outside, brings the ball back in play, and exactly like you want a defense to do, the pursuit continues to follow. He makes the cut to go back on the inside, and there is Bacek there to wrap him up and puts a pop on him, almost knocks the ball loose.
You know, you teach your defensive ends to get as deep as the ball, and he came across that line and did exactly. He found the ball and turned the play back in.
Outstanding. Then you don't want them to cross your face. When they cross your face, goodbye, right?
Yes.
Well, there, here they
and
go.
And Jeff, talk to the coach. That's still fun.
That's right. Fogle still in the backfield here. He's off to the left. They put him in motion. Detweiler does. They flare him out, throw the ball to him in the flats. A great tackle in open field. Trey Brown. Trey Brown comes up off the block on the outside, receiver on receiver. And Trey Brown just says, I'm going to come up and make that play.
You know, on that swing pass like that, so many teams have problems getting someone out to cover the running back and out there. And Union all year has done such a good job of the cornerback coming off of his man and making that play at the line of scrimmage.
I think in this level you'll see a lot of times a running back will outplay the linebacker, but that's a great job, like you said, by the corner coming up to make that play. Jack, I'm not sure.
Sistick.
Oh, yes, yeah, Sistick. Sistick. The Lions punt. The punt goes out of bounds, so it looks like it's going to be about a from the first set of downs, about an 11-yard punt. But since they backed up 20, it's going to be a net 15-yard punt. So we've got a clean set of downs here for the Redskins, and we got an injury report down here from Doc.
Well, Landon got hit in the head when he got shook up, and they did all the tests like for to see if he's got a concussion. Cut didn't
protocol.
Seem to be, but he did not come out. I don't think that was him out there on the punt return that time. I'll double-check later.
Thank you, Doc. The Redskins take the snap back there.
Looks like off to the right side goes Shamari. He's going to pick up six. So back to the ground go the Redskins, and picking up big yardage on first down.
Yeah, and just confirmation, Doc, that was Jack Sestak, if my numbering is right, number 80.
Redskins are trying to reset the ball and get that ball moving downfield here, so they set twins to the right. One to the left, opposite direction here if I'm looking at it, coming at me. Twins left, one right. Pass goes downfield, and AK breaks loose a one, cuts out to the outside, and just lost his balance, basically, is the only thing that brought him down.
About
he beats his
yards.
Man on a quick out route and picks up 18 for a first down.
Yeah, but good job of Marcus Nickel. I mean, he just got a hand on him and tripped him up just enough.
That's right. That is absolutely the savior there, just enough to trip him up and make him fall down. As the Redskins reset, twins to the right. The snap goes back, a pump fake going for a double move downfield. CJ just enough behind him, makes the play, makes the grab, and that's going to be a big pickup there for CJ
32.
On the double move, going for 32 down the left side of the field as they as Davenport takes a double move to CJ, and that's going to break us on quarter. So here we are, 16-0 as we break the quarter, and you're listening to News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.